our sports here on Robin Hood Radio. There is an important meeting tonight. If you are a sports fan at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, one of the institution sports has always been football. Now, football was closed down a couple of years ago. I knew this was going to happen, and then they restarted it, and it just hasn't caught fire. Whenever you shut down a program for a couple of years, restart a football program is just incredibly hard. Well, anyways, during the Board of Education meeting tonight for Region 1 at 6 o'clock in the school library, on the agenda is several items regarding the sustainability of programs. All right. And, of course, our population has dropped here, no doubt about it. It's brought to everybody's attention that they are thinking about canceling the football program at the high school. So if you are a supporter of high school sports and high school football, attend the meeting, get the information, give them your thoughts and feelings, and go from there. Remember, it wasn't that long ago that I was broadcasting Housatonic Sports, and the Housatonic football team made it to the state championship. Small, small high school out of Northwest Connecticut. The times have changed, but if you're interested and you want to see that, what are the programs along with that football program that are endangered, go to the meeting tonight at 6 o'clock. All right? That's a quasi look at a little local sports story. Let's bring in Mike Cozzi. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
It was all right. Nothing special.
Yeah. Well, you know, you talked about the Rangers, and of course, the minute you talked about the Rangers last week, they lost two games in a row.
Beautiful.
They're 4 points out of a playoff spot. A wild card.
They got a couple of weeks left.
Yeah. So there you go with that. Once again, following the New York Knicks, hey, they're up to 18 wins this season. They're only 34 games out of first place. They are tied for 13th place in the division. My goodness gracious, it's pretty horrible.
Just end the season.
Just stop it right now. So those are the two New York stories in sports that I have for you about the teams that are participating. How'd your racing go this past weekend?
About as good as the Knicks. My one horse that I picked on the turf that I liked ran fourth, had a chance to win, just didn't fire. And then the Fountain of Youth, the favorite, ran like awful. I mean, he basically walked under the finish line, and the impossible post position, so they say at Gulfstream Park, going a mile and a 16th or a mile and an eighth on the outside, won the race. Patrick Biancone's horse, Ette Indian, ran away with the race, broke out early and just kept going, ran a real big race for this horse. So the favorite, nothing, and there's a new shooter on the horizon for the Kentucky Derby with Biancone's horse.
All right. You know what? I just, you know, all you see on ESPN now, well, of course, there's basketball. I mean, a lot of basketball. But they're covering the combine now like they cover the draft, you know, when they draft. At least the draft, you can care about maybe the first one picked. But you know what? Does the average person really think about this? Does the average person really follow football, college football, that closely, and NFL football, that they're going to sit there and watch the combine on TV? If they do, I've got a word for them. Get a life.
That's three words.
I guess I should have said that.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah, really. I mean, who cares? These guys are tremendous athletes. They run fast. They jump high. They're strong. Okay, next.
Yeah. And the scouts that scout them are meant to have, and most of them probably do have, the intellect to figure out what's going on and the inside stories and everything else that you don't know about.
See, what they need to do now, which I would watch, I would definitely watch, is have a combine, call it the rap sheet combine, to see how many times these guys got arrested and committed crimes. That's the one I'd watch. that probably go on for a few days, probably longer than the actual combine.
Right.
That's the one I want to know.
Yeah.
What kind of grades do these guys get? What kind of trouble do they get in? Because that's usually what generates onto the field more so than their athletic ability. They're all superior athletes. The difference is how do they act? That's the difference.
And if you ever really want to see what type of athletes these guys are that play in the NFL, one of these days in your town, during the off season, when they bring these NFL basketball games into town, which they brought it into where I live many times, and you see these guys play basketball, and you see their size, and you see how fast they run and how high they jump, that's when you really appreciate really how athletic these guys are. These guys are huge, huge. Mm-hmm. And they really are amazing athletes. But, hey, they're a wonder to watch. We'll see what happens. But I just think that watching the combine is a waste of time. I mean, if you're a fan and you want to watch the first round, if you want to watch to see who your team picks in the draft, okay, I'll give you that. Until you need the first round, fine. But just sitting behind the TV and watching all this other stuff, get out there and live. Please, get out there and live. So what's Major League Baseball going to do with this coronavirus, huh?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I don't want to talk about it, but
yeah.
How many people died from the flu this year so far?
That's the whole thing. I mean,
the flu, the regular flu.
But
how many people died from the coronavirus?
Right now, early on, I don't know. But here's the whole thing:
it's ridiculous.
Whenever there's an outbreak of the flu season, whenever there's an outbreak of these things, just take your precautions and go and live your life. This is why I want to bring it up. It goes with watching, sitting in your house and watching all these things. You know, watch the games on TV if you can't get to them. You know, be the fan like that. But don't go this extra, you know, just
yeah, but
go.
But this is to the extreme. Yeah. They don't want you to do this. They don't want you to do that. Yeah. My school, we're going to have a meeting Wednesday on how we can project lessons for kids to stay home. It's the flu. It's nothing more than that. I mean, if you worry about the regular flu every year, you wouldn't go out at all. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Just go out and live your life. Follow the precautions you'd normally follow. Wash your hands.
How many people live in the world?
Yeah.
How many people are there on Earth?
Yeah, a lot. Not too many.
Okay, so what percentage of people have passed away from the coronavirus compared to the world?
I have no idea.
This isn't the Black Plague where millions of people died. It's just another thing for the media to sensationalize and make people go crazy. That's all it is.
All right. Anything else before I head to my weather forecast?
Yeah, we could talk about an actual injury.
All right.
Judge's shoulder is not good.
Yankees claim
a little bit more about it.
No, they
Judge's
claim that
shoulder is not good.
Yankees claim that it's not a long-term thing at all.
Yeah, that's what they said last year about Severino, right?
Yeah.
He'd be back by May. He'd be back by June. He'd be back by August. And now he has Tommy John surgery. How many games did I say he was going to play? 100?
Something like that, yeah.
I'll be cashing that ticket.
All right. Well, we'll see. I don't believe baseball teams either anymore when they give their injury reports.
Exactly. Yeah. Because they're saying he's fine. He's not fine. He's not. If he was fine, he'd be playing. He's not fine. He can't even throw a ball 100 feet. I did a little research on that.
All right.
Can't even throw a ball 100 feet. You think he's going to be playing in the game?
Well, we'll see.
Under the knife.
We'll see.
Under the knife.
All right. We'll see what happens. You were right about, what's his name? So we'll see if you're right about this.
Well, put it this way. My percentages is better than the coronavirus.
I'll speak to you tomorrow, Mr. Virus.
Have a great day, guys.
Goodbye. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.